This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. An incident over the Black Sea has further raised tensions over Russia's war in Ukraine, this time involving an American MQ-9 drone. Brigadier General Pat Ryder, the Pentagon's chief spokesperson, says one of the Russian jets hit the MQ-9 propeller. He said because of the damage, they had to crash it into the Black Sea. Russia denies its plane struck the drone. The U.S. calls it an unsafe, unprofessional intercept. The Wagner chief said Wednesday that Russians should be allowed to criticize top military commanders after lawmakers tightened penalties for discrediting forces fighting in Ukraine. On Tuesday, Parliament's lower house approved legislation introducing heavy jail terms for people who criticize mercenaries, including members of the Wagner group, a measure that only applied to regular forces before. Wagner chief Yevgeny Prigozhin said on Wednesday that people should feel free to express their opinion, and only ordinary soldiers were beyond criticism. Germany's defense industry says it stands ready to supply Ukraine with much-needed arms and ammunition, but it needs clarity about what the country requires before investing in further production capacity. Here's VOA's Tommy McNeil.
There have been concerns mainly over the rate at which Ukraine is using ammunition, straining the capacity of Western defense industries to keep both the Ukrainian military and their own supplied. The German arms industry is hoping the war in Ukraine will also help get defense spending in Europe classified as sustainable, allowing it to attract investors who currently refuse to do business with weapons manufacturers. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Clashes have erupted in Pakistan after police tried to arrest former Prime Minister Imran Khan from his home in the eastern city of Lahore. This is VOA News. Iranian activist and journalist Sepehr Golian walked free Wednesday after 4 years behind bars, defiantly shouting slogans against Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and calling for the release of fellow political prisoners. Golian is one of the most prominent women held in Iran and seen as a political prisoner by activists. She was first detained in 2018 after reporting on a labor protest in the west of the country. U.S. President Joe Biden has taken steps to strengthen gun background checks. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more.
The president signed an executive order aimed at increasing background checks to buy guns, promoting more secure firearm storage, and ensuring U.S. law enforcement agencies get more out of a bipartisan gun control law enacted last summer. The backdrop was a suburban Los Angeles community where a gunman stormed a dance hall and shot 20 people, killing 11, following a Lunar New Year celebration in January. The executive order directs federal agencies to ensure compliance with existing laws and procedures.
It'll accelerate and intensify this work to save more lives more quickly.
Biden is also mandating better reporting of ballistics data from federal law enforcement for a clearinghouse that allows federal, state, and local law enforcement to match shell casings to guns. I'm Norman Hall.
Cyclone Freddy is finally set to move away from land after killing hundreds and displacing thousands after it barreled through Mozambique and Malawi since late last week. The AP's Karen Chamas updates us.
The rain continued to fall in the storm-ravaged region of Blantyre in Malawi. Over 200 people have died in the country since Hurricane Freddy made landfall days earlier. Local government minister Richard Chimwendo Banda:
the roads are hampering our efforts to reach out.
In Kelemani in Mozambique, many who had to abandon their homes, like Linace Jackson, took shelter in schools. She said, when it comes to food, it's not enough. We also lack clean water we can use for bathing and washing. UNICEF Mozambique spokesperson Guy Taylor said although the storm is finally clearing, new problems such as cholera have emerged for the displaced.
Also malaria, of course, is a big risk when you have large quantities of standing water around for mosquitoes to breed in.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Jailed Russian dissident Alexei Navalny on Wednesday praised people who stand up against dictatorship and war while thanking the team that made an Oscar-winning film about his 2020 poisoning. The movie that won the Best Documentary Feature Award at the Oscars ceremony retraces Navalny's political rise, his poisoning, which he blames on the Kremlin, and his subsequent arrest. The 46-year-old learned about the film prize from his lawyer, who told him via video link during a court case. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.